This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1535. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 21st, new season schedules from Albania, Cuba, Germany, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, New Zealand, Pakistan, Taiwan. More DX and station news from Bahamas, Brazil, Canada, Costa Rica, Europe, Greece, Guatemala, Liberia, Libya, Lithuania, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, UK, USA, Zambia, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, the B10 shortwave broadcasting season starts on Sunday, October 31st. That's the date daylight shifting time ends in Europe, by no coincidence. Unfortunately, in North America, except Mexico, we extend it 1 week further, causing a week of confusion. Since this date is getting close, I'll be mentioning some of the new shortwave schedules going into effect October 31st, always in universal time, and many of them do make a one-hour shift in real time, so they seem to stay at the same local time unless, well, you're in a week of confusion, half an hour off from the rest of the world. The only way to cope with this is to think always in terms of universal time only when dealing with shortwave schedules and loggings. We have the Radio Tirana Albania schedule. That's one which does make a one-hour shift. Everything is 1 hour later by real time, and some frequencies change as well. The English broadcasts are 6 days a week, except on Sundays into UT Mondays. At 1530 UT to North America on 13640. At 1945 to Europe and North America on 11635 and 7465. At 2100 on 9895 and 7530. At 0130, a 15-minute broadcast on 6130 or 7425. At 0245 on 6130. And half an hour at 0330 and 0430 on 6100. Mike Cooper has sent us a number of press reports about radical downsizing at the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas and the restructuring the public broadcaster there. A lot of people have lost their jobs, and this might affect what you hear on ZNS 1540 from Nassau or 810 from Freeport. You can read all about it in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 10-42, via worldofradio.org. One of the major stories this week is the reactivation, after some 20 years, of the 19-meter band outlet of Radio Inconfidencia in Belo Horizonte, Minas Gerais, Brazil, 15190 variable. It was first being reported by members of the Radio Escudas group in Brazil on October 13th. Later found out they turned on the transmitter about 1700 UT. Unfortunately, in the meantime, some other stations have decided to use 15190, notably Radio Africa in Equatorial Guinea. Strangely enough, however, that station seems to have disappeared from 15190 just about the time that Radio Inconfidencia appeared. I assume that's coincidental. It remains to be seen if they'll be colliding before much longer. Another major occupant, of course, is WYFR in Florida, in Portuguese, which has been using that frequency for Brazil for some time now, between 2200 and midnight 45 UT. Indeed, some Brazilians were confused previously, thinking they were getting Inconfidencia, and they were really hearing WYFR. Now they're both in Portuguese at the same time, on the same frequency. The next evening, I was able to hear, although with a weak signal, Inconfidencia after WYFR closed at midnight 45 UT. This was during their classical music hour, as a matter of fact, between midnight and 0100. That was before the daylight shifting time change in Brazil, October 17th. So now that should be one UT hour earlier, between 23 and midnight, blocked by WYFR. Good news is, however, that, again, quite by coincidence, WYFR does not plan to use that frequency for the B-10 season, so shortly that interference should go away starting October 31st. I then checked the website, www.inconfidencia.com.br, and looked at their program schedule and listened to them online for a while. It appears to be a full-service station with a little of everything, not just classical music, but news, sports, talk shows, and commercials. And they're one of the few Brazilian stations running 100 kilowatts on medium wave 880. Those of us trying to hear it earlier in the day encounter instead Radio Pilipinas, the overseas service from the Philippines at 1730 to 1930 UT, another station which has been on 15190 for a long time and will probably stay there during those 2 hours. Programming is mostly in Tagalog, but you can hear a bit of English now and then, at least some English words mixed in, and generally a stronger signal here than from Brazil. In the week to follow, there have been a variety of other reports of Radio Inconfidencia being heard from Europe by Manuel Mendez in Spain, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, among others. Although inside Brazil, some of them are having a problem hearing it simply because of the skip distance. That high a frequency skips over the area around Belo Horizonte for a few hundred miles. The frequency has been varying considerably, almost half a kilohertz above or below 15190. The engineer responsible for the comeback is called Marcus Starling. Despite the name, he writes in Portuguese, and he's been in contact with Danilo on the Rádio Escutas group, explaining how the station has come back. He says, thanks to the enthusiasm of personnel at Rádio Inconfidencia, where I began my professional life in 1979, and the assistance of the current president of the station, Valério Fabrício, we resolved to recuperate the transmitter and antenna for 19 meters. It was an American CCA installed in 1982, but it had been dismantled, and the original dipole antenna, folded dipole, no longer existed. The shortwave transmitter was ready to go in March when they re-inaugurated their broadcast center on medium wave with a new 100 kilowatt transmitter. At that time, they even started announcing they were on 15190, but he had underestimated the difficulty of adjusting the new antenna. It's an aluminum dipole, which was impractical to adjust since it was rather high, 11.5 meters up. So they built a folded dipole with three conductors and a ballon, with an impedance transformer from 650 to 50 ohms. It took only about 1 hour to make the adjustments and go on the air. 15190 is only running about 5 kilowatts, and I sometimes hear only a weak carrier, which might be from it, often slightly off the frequency. However, it also may be sporadically active. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal figures it may not last too long, so in any event, try to hear it while you can. The station does have another shortwave transmitter, which has been on the air all along, but there's a lot of interference on its frequency, 6010. Following its latest breakdown, losing modulation, CFRX in Toronto finally seemed back up to par as of October 14th on 6070. And I noticed they were carrying the Phil Hendry show, which is a syndicated talk show originating on the west coast of the U.S. It's on the air between 05 and 08 UT. I'm not sure if they carry all 3 hours. And that time will soon shift to 06 to 09, starting November 7th. Terry Kruger in Florida continues to monitor the Radio Republica relay, seemingly via the Elcor transmitter in Costa Rica, which varies slightly. On October 8th, it was on 5954.22 at 2057 UT. It drifted 5954.18 at 21:33. During that first hour, for some reason, the Cuban jammers have not been hitting it, but they came up at 21:58. In fact, three of them, one after another, in short order. On October 15th, however, starting at 21:58 UT, he counted what appeared to be six separate jammers cutting on during the next minute, a few seconds apart. And now we know for sure what is going on. 9965, where for a couple of months or more, there's been heavy Dentro-Cuban wall of noise jamming, starting just before 1400 UT and going off just before 2100. We've never been able to hear what they have been jamming. It has been so intense. But Radio Republica has been announcing they are on that frequency, 9965, supposedly between 11 and 21 UT, but it must actually start at 1400. And on 5955 following that, between 2100 and 0400 UT. That one could perhaps be just a low-power ham transmitter, although the schedule seems coordinated with 5955. Radio Havana Cuba doesn't usually issue a tentative schedule for the new season in advance. Instead, they wait a week or two and then change their frequencies to their own advantage. But this year, Yimber Gaviria found that Arnie Coro had put up a tentative schedule for English and Spanish, at least as of October 18th, to start October 31st. Looking it over, there are five frequencies for English on this schedule between 05 and 07 UT. Some of them new. 6000, 6010, 6050, 6060, and 6150. And before that, between 01 and 07, the two English frequencies are 6050 and 6000 kHz. Now, 6050 is a new one and a poor choice, since that would collide with HCJB's only remaining shortwave frequency from Ecuador. It's on the air until 0500. Furthermore, Cuba plans to use it afterwards in Spanish, and it would overlap the morning broadcast of HCJB. I'm sure they know about this at HCJB, and perhaps something will be done to avoid the collision before it's too late. There's a European pirate on approximately 5045, sometimes 5050, which might be mistaken for something else, such as WWRB. In shortwave bulletin, Arne Nielsen in Sweden reports 5044.990. October 15th at 1950, a station in English calling itself Radio Central played pop music nonstop and ID'd in American English. This was at 1950 UT, but it was gone 45 minutes later. Also reported by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, October 15th. It apparently came back on. He heard it at 21:52 on 5045 with interference from Brazil. On October 10th, Central Radio was on 5050, heard by Carlos Gonçalves at 17:41, and also by Mike Barraclough in England at 17:27, playing Jingle and Stooges records. Check the website www.centralradio.info. You're tuned for World of Radio 1535. Your contributions always welcome via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks for financial support from Tom McLaughlin in Lubbock, Texas, in memory of Gigi Lytle, who died 10 years ago, October 17th. It was apparently her wish to bequest some annual support to World of Radio, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Deutsche Welle continues not broadcasting to North America, let alone in English, but they do continue with some transmissions, mainly for Africa, which we can overhear. We have the B10 scheduled via WWDXC and Wolfgang Büschel. I'll pick out a few likely frequencies. The hour at 2000 UT is via Rwanda on 9735 and via UK on 9690. Probably the best bet will be the 21 UT hour via Rwanda on 11865. But only on that frequency. Previously, there have been two. Also, in our late evenings, we might hear some of the early morning broadcasts of DW to Africa at 0400 via Rwanda on 9450, via Portugal on 5905, 5945, and another Rwanda frequency, 6180. Or at 0500, on that's only half an hour, on 9755, 6180, and 12045, all via Rwanda, 6130 and 6155 via Portugal. For a few weeks now, we've noticed Greece has been missing from 15630, which had been putting in a fairly good signal all day long here, and also from 15650 at other times. Finally, John Babas in Maryland was able to get confirmation from Dimitri Vafeas, who has resumed duties as the frequency manager, that one of their transmitters at Avlis has been off the air since September 24th, the one used on 15 megahertz, due to some malfunctioning equipment, but they were working on repairing it and hope to have it back on by now, although I've not yet seen any reports of it returning. We continue to barely hear Radio Verdad in Guatemala with that temporary 50-watt ham transmitter on 4055. Before sign-off at 0600 or in the mornings around 11:30 before it fades out about half an hour later. We've been in contact with Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, the manager and director of Radio Verdad. In fact, we've been in contact with him ever since the station first came on the air several years ago, and we were among the first to hear it. A Canadian engineer, Ralph Borthwick, apparently built the transmitter in the first place, and he's been back to Guatemala to repair it and also to install some better antennas. And I got this good news from Dr. Madrid early on October 20th. Great Glenn, our big shortwave transmitter was fixed today after a very intense and difficult task in Guatemala City. In a few minutes, we will leave for Chiquimula, and tomorrow we'll start building a new antenna. So we may come on the air very soon. Please spread the news. One target date he'd previously mentioned was around October 25th. So keep an ear on 4052.5, the original frequency they plan to resume using instead of 4055, and it should have a much better signal of about 1 kilowatt. Via Alokesh Gupta, we have the B10 schedule for IRRS shortwave originating in Milano, Italy, one of our World of Radio affiliates, which means our show will move one UT hour later to appear at the same local time in most of Europe starting in November. Look for us Saturdays at 0900 UT on 9510, but not every Saturday. There's other programming alternating. We are on almost every Saturday for the evening broadcast Saturdays, which will be at 1900 UT, still on 7290. Radio Japan's B10 schedule is available on their website in PDF. We are relieved to see that following the drastic cutbacks in English broadcasts in the past year, they are still broadcasting at least 1 hour to North America, 2 30-minute broadcasts relayed via Sackville, no change, at 0500 on 6110 and at 1200 on 6120. Thanks to Alexei Zinovich in Belarus, first to spot that the new schedule was available. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in São Paulo, Brazil, has now confirmed that Star Radio Liberia is still on its previously known frequency, 3960, heard October 13th at 0540 to 0605, talking about democracy and Liberia with short bits of music. Also heard October 17th, it was very weak, however, in English at 0543 to 551. Modulation quality from Voice of Africa in Libya has always had something to be desired, but it's recently gotten worse. As noted independently by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, by Stewart in Hamilton, Ontario, and by yours truly, especially on the morning broadcasts of 21695 and 17725, in Swahili before 1400, and then in English. I describe it as a ripple, which might be mistaken for a subaudible heterodyne, but there's no other station on the frequency. It's coming from their own transmitter. Stewart calls it a grumble. And Brian Alexander says, surprisingly strong, but very, or rather slightly distorted. I've been enjoying DXing a lot of Mexican medium wave stations on sunrise skip. That is, for about half an hour around local sunrise here, signals are enhanced. Most of them are coming from the northwestern part of the country. And there's less interference on the bottom half of the medium wave band. All the details of my logs are in DX Listening Digest 10-42. The AIB media briefing says the new coalition government in the Netherlands has moved the financing of RNW to the Development Cooperation Department of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. It had been funded through the Ministry of Education, Culture, and Science. The Director General of RN is pleased at the change, which he believes is logical. However, the Foreign Ministry needs to find 1 giga euro of savings, so it's possible the RN budget will be cut. Their new B10 schedule is also up on their website. Harry van Voet reminds us. Of course, we still have to struggle to hear anything in English from them here in North America. Steve Luce in Houston says the West Africa broadcast at 2000 UT on 11655 should give us decent reception, but it's not from Bonaire. Via NZDX Times and Wolfgang Büschel, we have the schedule from October 31st for Radio New Zealand International. I won't give the whole thing, but note some new frequencies, notably 5950 instead of 6170, between 1300 and 1550 to all the Pacific, and that usually carries on well to North America, interference permitting. The AM frequency all the way from 2151 to 0458 will be 15720, and then after that, for another 2 hours, they'll remain on 11725. The new frequency we've been reporting for Radio Nigeria, the domestic service from Abuja, 7350, is coming in slightly better than it had been. Let's hope that it continues to improve. And they've also been starting programming a bit earlier than previously, as early as 0540, as reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania, and also by Jim Evans in Tennessee. Via ADDX and BCDX, the Radio Pakistan B10 schedule shows the English broadcast at 1600 to 1615 will be on 7510 and 11575. One more broadcast compensating for the lack of a real Radio St. Helena Day this year is scheduled on Saturday, the 23rd of October, from 13 to 14 UT, again via Lithuania, on 11640. It's the previous program, which had been in English a couple of weeks earlier, but this time it's aimed toward Southeast Asia and Japan. Via Alokesh Gupta, we have the B10 schedule of Radio Taiwan International, of particular interest, a frequency change for the relays in English to North America via WYFR. The new frequency of 6875 will be used at 0300 and 0500, still on 5950 and 9680 at 0200. There's been lots of press about cuts coming to the BBC, not just the World Service, but across the board. And the word came out on October 20th, a story in The Guardian via Mike Terry. The overall BBC budget is being cut by 16%, similar to savings made by other government departments. The World Service budget will fall by 16% over 4 years. I was pleased to hear WBCQ playing the Star Spangled Banner at a late sign-off, 0602 UT, Sunday, October 17th on 7415. It was a barbershop quartet. I hope they keep doing it, preferably playing lots of other versions of our national anthem. However, they were scheduled to close down 2 hours earlier on Saturday nights at 0400 Sundays, so I wonder what programming occupied the extra 2 hours. Jeremy Ross was listening to WRNO 7505, October 20th at 0143 UT, and says they were playing pop music, not Christian fare at all, such as Audio Slaves' Like a Stone. Could they have changed their format or even have a new owner? But later on, it was back to preaching. Jeremy says it almost sounded like they were plugging into one of the satellite-fed music services. Just about every morning since October 12th, I've been hearing a medium-wave harmonic on 3160. It signs on at 1130 UT, and it can be heard for at least half an hour or a bit more. It's the second harmonic of WPJK in Orangeburg, South Carolina, on 1580 kilohertz, and their opening program is The Gospel Train, but there have been lots of local announcements and IDs. I guess their harmonic filter slipped off. And now it's also been reported by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, October 18th at 11:30. It's a daytime station only, so in November, the sign-on time at official local sunrise will be 1200. I haven't yet heard it in the evening, but some may have better luck just before they sign off around sunset. In October, it's 2245 UT, and in November and December, 2215. Besides all my Mexican Sunrise Skip DX on medium wave, I've been getting some Western U.S. stations, such as KDWN in Las Vegas, Nevada on 720. It's supposed to be on night pattern, not sending signal this way, but I've been hearing it nevertheless around 1250 with a Heidi Harris show defending Sharon Angle. Which reminds me, don't vote Republican. They got us into this mess and do not deserve another chance to make it even worse. It looks as if ZNBC in Zambia is giving up on shortwave, their transmitters having broken down in February. Press report via Yimber Gaviria and Arnaldo Sline says they are booking satellite channels and are buying 48 FM transmitters to install around the country, but no mention of replacing shortwave. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 19th. A and K indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 12 and 3 on October 24th and 25th. Solar flux declining from 90 October 22nd to 75 November 1st to 4th, and back up to 85 by November 12th. The geomagnetic field increasing to unsettled levels with a chance for active periods October 23rd to 25th due to a favorably positioned coronal hole. Quiet levels October 26th to 30th. And that concludes World of Radio 1535. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.